This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. People in the Bay Area got a bit of a scare last night. Around 8 o'clock in the evening, a magnitude 5.6 earthquake shook San Francisco and surrounding areas. The epicenter was about 9 miles northeast of San Jose, but residents reported feeling the quake as far east as Sacramento and north up to Sonoma. At this point, there are no reports of major damage or injuries. It was the strongest tremor in the Bay Area since 1989, when a 7.1 earthquake killed 62 people. So up till now, the top Democratic presidential hopefuls have been playing somewhat nicely together. But during last night's debates in Philadelphia, the gloves came off and the target was a certain senator from New York. NPR's David Green was there.
Both Barack Obama and John Edwards took on Hillary Clinton. They accused her of misleading voters and blurring her positions on issues. Edwards said Clinton is trying to have it both ways when it comes to the war in Iraq.
She says she will end the war. But she continues to say she'll keep combat troops in Iraq and continue combat missions in Iraq. To me, that's not ending the war. That's a continuation of the war.
Clinton said she and her challengers are really in agreement when it comes to Iraq. She said they all want most troops out, but see a need for some U.S. military personnel to remain to battle al-Qaeda. Clinton's campaign emailed reporters after the debate and said her rivals took swings at her but missed.
That was NPR's White House correspondent David Green. In other news, the U.S. State Department is on damage control. Earlier this week, State Department officials admitted some of its investigators overstretched their authority by giving immunity to some Blackwater USA guards involved in the September shooting in Baghdad, in which 17 Iraqi civilians were killed. Yesterday, State Department officials said their agency doesn't have the power to immunize anyone from criminal prosecution. Meanwhile, yesterday, Secretary Condoleezza Rice and Secretary of Defense Robert Gates agreed to a plan that will put private security firms working in Iraq under the control of the U.S. military. The new guidelines will be presented to General David Petraeus and U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker in Baghdad before they get final approval. And finally today, we say goodbye to a legend.
When it comes to live entertainment, you got dinner theater, that performance art hippie crap, and NC2A basketball on ESPN. Buster.
Robert Goulet was a lounge singer's lounge singer who had no problem poking fun at himself as he did in this Emmy Award-winning commercial for ESPN in 1996.
That Remo Buster. They got all the great games.
The dark-haired Las Vegas legend died yesterday in Los Angeles while awaiting a lung transplant. Goulet was diagnosed with a serious lung disease last month. The singer made a name for himself as Lancelot in the original Camelot in 1960, then went on to win awards for his work in movies, TV, and Broadway. Alex Witchell wrote about Goulet in the New York Times Magazine in 1993, and he said, quote, "Something about his voice evokes old times and romance. He makes you remember corsages." Robert Goulet was 73. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
I want to be Robert Goulet.
I said I wasn't going to do that, and then I did it. One of the appreciations I read of him said that his wife said he kept his humor up to the very end when they were putting something down his throat, you know, like an air tube
right,
or something.
He had a lung transplant.
He said, "Just watch the vocal cords."
Robert Goulet.
He will be missed.
Absolutely. Indeed.